for everybody. Yes, and a neon pit where you can hide your kids. Hide your kids or hide your husband. Either one. Whatever you want to do. Turn over to Colossians 1, please. We'll start about verse 17. You can pull it up in the easy read, please. Colossians 1, 17. Actually, pull it up in the Passion, please. Amen. We're going to be talking about the body tonight, the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. At least a couple of y'all are excited about it. Amen. We'll pray. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and I thank you for your word this evening. I thank you, Father God, that we are able to feed our faith on your word, just like we fed our natural man throughout the day today. Now we are able to also feed our spiritual man. And I thank you, Father God, that it's not what Ricky wants to say tonight, but it's everything that you would not only have for this congregation, but also for myself. And I thank you, Father God, that we receive it by faith. We receive it by faith. And so we thank you for it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all the praise, the honor, and glory for it in advance. Everybody agreed, said?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Colossians 1, 17 up there. She's got it up for us. It says, he existed before anything was made. And now everything finds what?
Completion.
Completion in him. Next, please. He is the what? He is the what?
Head.
Who is it? Yeah, it's Jesus, but he's the head of the body of the church, right?
Yes, sir.
Which is the church. And since he is the beginning and the firstborn heir in resurrection, he is the most exalted one, holding first place where?
In everything.
In everything. Now go over to Romans 12, please. Romans 12, we'll start about verse 4. We got all the translations I'm going to read tonight up there. Will you pull it up in the Passion, please? Sorry. And then we'll do the Message. And then we'll do the NIV. So the Passion, it reads, in the human body, right, there are what?
Many parts.
And organs, each with what?
Unique function.
With a unique function, right?
Yes.
Amen. Next. And so it is in the body of Christ. For though we are many, amen, we've all been what? In Christ. This means that we are all what?
Vitally joined to one another.
With each what?
Contributing to the other.
To the others. Next, please.
Yes.
God's marvelous grace imparts to each one of us varying what?
Yes.
And ministries that are uniquely what?
Ours.
So if God has given you the grace gift of prophecy, you must activate your gift by using the appropriation of faith you have to prophesy.
Yeah. Amen.
Next, please. If your grace gift is serving, then thrive in serving others well.
Amen.
If you have the grace gift of teaching, then be actively teaching and what?
Training others.
You know, that's not full-grown church all the time.
Yeah. Amen.
See, a lot of people automatically think teaching, well, I got to get up in front of the church and teach. Who said?
Yeah. Amen.
Because more than likely, your first place of teaching will be with kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
To see how we do.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If your grace gift, you're fine. Go ahead. Eight's fine. If you had the grace gift of what?
Encouragement.
Then use it often to encourage others.
Amen.
If you have the grace gift of giving, to meet the needs of others, then may you prosper in your generosity without any fanfare.
Amen.
If you have the gift of leadership, be passionate about your leadership. And if you have the gift of showing compassion, then flourish in your cheerful display of what?
Compassion.
Of compassion. Will you pull that up in the message, please? We'll read it out of these few and then we'll talk about it. In this way, we are like the various parts of a human body. I love how he keeps emphasizing, describing this like a human body.
Yes, sir. Amen.
We'll read all this again because if I start talking, we won't get through it. Amen. Parts of a human body. Each part gets its meaning, what?
From the body as a whole.
Well, I need to make a name for myself. Well, I need everybody to recognize me. It's interesting that everybody doesn't recognize one person, but the entire body.
Yes.
Because that's where we're at. So if a person's always trying to get out front to recognize me, you ain't part of the body. You're an individual at this point.
Yes.
Right? And what are you going to support as an individual? Nothing.
Amen.
As a whole, each part gets its meaning from the body as a what? Whole. Not the other way around.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The body we're talking about is Christ's body of chosen people. Each of us finds our meaning and function as a part of whose body?
His body.
His body. Yeah. Amen. But as a chopped off finger or cut off toe, we wouldn't amount to what?
Much.
Would we?
No,
we wouldn't. So since we find ourselves fashioned into all these excellently formed and marvelously functioning parts in Christ's body, let's just go ahead and be what we were made to be without envious or prideful, comparing ourselves with each other, or trying to be something what?
We aren't.
Next, please. If you preach, just preach God's message, nothing else. If you help, just help. Don't what?
Take over.
Son, I'm telling you, if I get to talking, we're going to be here for a bit. If you teach, stick to your what?
Teaching.
If you give encouraging guidance, be careful that you don't get what?
Bossy.
If you're put in charge, don't what?
Manipulate.
Amen. If you're called to give aid to people in distress, keep your eyes open and be quick to respond. That's a great thing to pay attention
Amen.
To. Keep your eyes open and be quick
yes.
to respond. If you work with the disadvantaged, don't let yourself get irritated with them or depressed what?
By them.
That's very interesting. Amen. So even if we work with people that ain't where we're at, don't allow them to discourage you.
Amen.
Don't allow what they're saying to affect you.
Amen.
Don't allow what they're saying to get into you to where you're starting to live like them now.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Amen.
Amen.
Keep a smile where?
On your
On
face.
On your face.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Go to the NIV, please. For just as each of us has one body with what?
Many members.
And these members do not all have what?
The same function.
The same function.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
The same exact function. We're going to stop and talk for a little bit. The same exact function. So it's like, will you pull that back up, please? Just leave it up for a minute. And these members, well, let me start over. For just as each of us has one body with what?
Many members. Yes.
Correct? Because we got bones, we got ligaments, all that cartilage, all that stuff, veins, right? Everything, right? And these members do not all have what?
The same function.
The same function. What if my hands tried to be my feet?
Ain't gonna work.
That would be a body that is just backwards. What if my head was trying to be where my knee was?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Amen.
What if my chest tried to be where my thighs are? What if my thighs tried to be my bicep?
Yes, sir.
That's why some people get touchy when they're serving, where they're serving.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
That's good. Come on.
Because they're trying to be in a place that God hasn't asked them to be at.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. When if there's a position in the church, sometimes people get a little too spiritual. I'm just going to be honest because we're family. You know, ask them, hey, you want to serve in kids? Well, I'll pray about it. Why? Why, if we need the help, why do you really need to pray about it?
Amen. Yes.
If I need somebody to help clean, why would you need to pray about that?
Yeah. Amen.
See, we act too spiritual on some things.
Yes, sir.
But if I asked you to preach, I wonder if you'd say, oh, let me pray about that.
Yeah. Amen.
Or if you'd say, okay. Or if I asked you to be out front, in front of people, doing something, I wonder if you'd say, let me pray about it. Or if you'd jump right on it. Things we need to ask ourselves, right?
Yes.
So if we're saying I need to pray about it just because it's behind closed doors, but if I'm up front, I don't need to pray about it, I need to check my motives at this point.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
But we're not all the same part. There's greeters out there.
Yep.
There's singers up here. Look, some people can't sing.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's just be honest. Y'all think everybody in the world can sing?
No.
I was about to say, you're crazy if you do. I've heard some people. I was like... You know, even I've hit some keys that I was like, son, I don't think that key was there. Some people are graced to sing.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
They're a part of that body.
Yep.
Some people are called to churches.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then if the minister preaches something they don't agree with and they get offended, they go somewhere else. See, Dr. Ricky was talking about that whenever he was here. Y'all remember that? Talking about people just wanting to go because they get offended or something. Well, God asked them to be at a certain church, so you think that they're in the right place whenever they get offended to go somewhere else?
No, sir.
See, God's called each and every one of you. Go ahead anytime. Sorry, I forgot you was here for a minute.
Sorry.
It was all right till you said that.
I'm sorry.
I'm just listening, I'm just learning.
You and me both. Amen. Because it's all good. But there's different parts in this whole body. There's people doing sound. People just know that stuff. People just know electric stuff. People know how to trim trees real good. Everybody is graced to be a part of the body, not Spirit Life Church, of the body of what?
Christ.
Christ, not the body of Spirit Life Church, not the body of some other church. That's why there's other churches. We're all still a part of the same body.
Yes.
We're all still part of the body of Christ. Are we helping out to get things done for the body of Christ? That's what it's about. It's not about what can we do for Spirit Life Church. What can we do for these? Don't get me wrong. It's good to help the church you're at. But what can we do for the kingdom of God? How can we help further this along?
Yes.
God, what can I do to help out?
Yes.
Amen. And that's what it's really all about. Because a lot of us are just graced in different things. We are. I know how to run equipment and stuff, so I got a piece of equipment a week or two ago, and along that fence over there, I got tired of seeing all those bushes. It just looked nasty out here. So I ran all the way down through there in just about an hour, because I like running equipment and stuff, so I just got it all done real fast. I can trim trees. I can work outside. I don't mind doing that stuff. Some people just don't like it.
It's even when like we're having fun outside. It's not my favorite. So it's not just like going back to what you're saying. Well, I'll pray about it. Like outside's really not my thing. You need me to come in here and throw some wires or do silliness.
Excellent on the sound
all
stuff.
Day long. I paid somebody once. I paid my brother to allow me to like help him buy a surround sound system so I can hook it up, because I didn't have one to hook up at my house. So I was like, hey, you want to buy a surround sound system? Because I'll come and hook it up, and that's my thing. That's what I'm gifted in. That electronics is my deal. It's what I like to do, and so that's it's not
true.
Just that I don't like to
work to outside.
Work outside. I don't like playing outside either.
I was just picking.
Yeah.
Because if he asked me to go turn that board, we'd have a problem.
But I have, just so you all know, as much as I dislike the heat and outside and getting dirty, I have been here with the pastor. Amen. And yeah. And I have shoveled weeds. We were out there. Heck, I learned how to drive a trailer when we picked up all that garbage with the new truck. So, I mean, you really don't have to get spiritual about a lot of the things that we're doing at the church. Yeah. When I was reading these things, I'm just going to go over the note I put for Romans 12. The body of Christ, right? And imagine your right hand being mad because the left hand does things differently. How many people are ambidextrous? Go ahead. All right, there's a few of you. All right, good job. The rest of you are not. But even those that are ambidextrous know that your left hand has to function a little different from the right hand, right? What if the right hand was like, the left hand's really not a hand? Or your foot, right? My right foot, because of, basically because I thought I was a cholo for my teenage years, I kicked my right foot out. And so my right foot, if I'm standing, this is what my feet look like. This one can be straight. This one's out to the side. What if my left foot started being mad at the right foot? What kind of silliness would that be? Or saying it's not a foot at all, right? And as the body, a lot of times, because we're Pentecostal here. I don't know if y'all knew that.
I did. But thank you.
if you're Pentecostal, don't hate on the Baptists. Amen. They have a place in the body. Yes. You know, Baptist teaching is a good place. Amen. It's sound, and it's for when people can't handle some of the things that we Pentecostals get into, when that scares them, I mean, a Baptist church might save them from going off the deep end. But as my dad always used to say, he'd always tell me, he's like, you know what? Sometimes you just got to be in that milk and honey church. Amen. Before you can get to the meat and potatoes of the word. Yeah. And it's funny how God is like that. He set certain parts of the body to do certain things. A lot of people down on Brother Osteen, but that guy leads people to Jesus like it's nobody's business.
Right.
Because God put an anointing on his life.
He's got a grace for that.
Who are we?
Got a grace for that.
Yeah. To talk down to a guy who's leading people thousands
to the Lord.
Because he's following the grace that God gave him.
Yeah. That's it.
And that's where we have to be as a body. Hey, you know, hey, Joe, I know you're at the Baptist church. You could still come hang out. We believe in the same Jesus. As long as it's the same Jesus, there are churches out there that say they're Christian, and we know they're not. I'm not going to name any of them.
Yeah,
you know who they are. But you know what? They're not the same body. Right. They're serving a different God. They're praying to a Jesus that isn't Jesus. And so you got to watch that. But when it comes to just Jesus, we need to love the body of Christ and stop being hateful. If all else fails, love will always win.
Always. We are the body of Christ. We really are. Each and every one of us. And like he was talking about, you know, why would the left hand want to start talking about the right hand if it's part of the same body?
Amen. Yes, sir.
You know, it just don't make sense.
No.
And it's not right. Because if people start seeing, I mean, I'm sure y'all have heard, people start talking about other churches. Well, I've been there, but they're a bunch of hypocrites. Why would they say that? Because obviously they might have heard somebody else talking about somebody.
Yeah.
But yet, yes, we want to talk about preach love and everything, but when nobody's listening or somebody makes me mad, I'm just going to say what I need to say about them.
Right. Yeah.
See, that's not part of the body.
Right. No.
That's not, you're in your own body at that point. Yep. You're not the body of Christ, because the body of Christ doesn't judge anybody, doesn't condemn people. Amen. He loves them. That's how people come to the Father, because of his love.
Yes.
Right? Amen.
Amen.
In the the God's Words translation, it says, God's Word translation, it says, our bodies have many parts, but these parts don't all do the same thing. They don't. I mean, Miss Arlene, she just has an eye for decorating. She's got an eye for color and what looks good. So does Miss Tracy. They can see that. Some of us can't. Some of us, if I asked you to, you know, decorate this place, son, we'd come in here and be like, oh, what happened? But there's gifts placed on each and every one of us. Are we using it? Amen. Are we using that gift that God's gave us?
Yes.
You know, everybody's got a part in the body of Christ. Are we doing it? Are we doing what we need? It could just be a person that just prays.
Amen.
It could be a person that just comes to church and sits in that pew and just says, amen.
Right.
Amen. We overthink a lot of stuff, but a part of, there's like your pinky finger or your pinky toe. Nobody thinks nothing of a pinky toe, but you need your pinky toe.
You do. Otherwise, you can't stand up.
I think you can still stand up without your pinky toe.
You being all like, whoop. It messes with your balance.
It might mess with it a little bit, but I don't think you'll fall down if you don't have your pinky toe.
Let's take your pinky toe off.
Let's do yours, and then we'll see.
Both at the same time with pliers.
Right. So, I mean, there's parts of the body, so many different parts of the body, so many different parts. I mean, we just got to find a place and go and start doing something, you know. I mean, God does call us to churches.
Yes, he does.
Amen. Where we can help out.
Yes.
He really does. And so we just got to, you know, a lot of people I've heard say, you know, come up to the pastor and stuff, this is the church. I love this church. And that'll be the last time they see them, though.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you are called to a church, go to that church where you're called to. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. We'll move on from that. Go ahead.
Can I do Ephesians 4:16? Do you mind?
Yeah,
can
go
I
ahead. Go there? Go ahead.
Ephesians 4, 15. We'll go to 15, read through 16. I have easy read. And it's the second part of it. It's he is the head, and the whole body depends on him. All the parts of the body are joined and held together, with each part doing its own work. This causes the whole body to grow and to be stronger in love. So, Pastor Ricky had said every Christian is called to a church body, right? We're all the body of Christ, but God has placed on every Christian's heart a place where they should call home. I believe that. There are a lot of Christians out there that have fallen into the wayside and, well, I don't need a church to love God. No, you don't. But to grow, you need to be fed. And to be fed, you need to have a shepherd, right?
Yeah.
You can free range Christianity for a while, but everybody's always listening to somebody, right? Especially the digital age. There's ministers right now that have so many crazy weird ideas. You know, a couple years ago we were all going to heaven because during the Shemitah year and all these different things. That's what free range Christianity gets you. It gets you confusion.
Yes.
It gets you fear. Because all of that preparing for the end, I don't plan to be here when the end comes. I plan to be gone. Why am I buying it? Not that you shouldn't have like some ample supplies if that's how you feel, but I'm not being, when Jesus comes back, I'm gone. I'm not, poof. I don't need 10 years worth of extra food. That's not my deal. But people do that. And then with this, each part has its own work to do. And so if we all have a part to play in a church, y'all part of the body of Christ, and you're at Spirit Life Church, we have the part to play here. We have the part we play beyond the walls of the church, which would be proselytizing, telling people about...
I don't know what that is, but it sounds bad.
It was the proper word to use, sir.
Oh, no, I'm
thank
just,
you.
I'm just bad. No.
Hey, delete that. But we all have our own part and our own work to do. And something that happens, and like Pastor Ricky was talking about the offense thing, right? A lot of times people are offended, not because it doesn't even have to be something the pastor said, but they think their part, we're talking about bodies, they think their part is the appendix. And they think their whole job in the church is to filter out all the garbage that people want to put into their ears. And well, at one point or another, they get plugged up.
Yeah.
And they end up getting sick. Now the Clinton in me was like, man, I'm going to say, and they get plugged up and they go into garbage with a surgery. But that's not what you just end up getting sick.
Yeah.
And then what happens? You disappear.
Yeah.
Don't let other people's trash fill your ears so much.
Yeah.
To a point, and you let it happen, and you think you're doing a good thing because you're letting them vent.
Yeah, well, they just need to vent.
Yeah, Bob just needed a vent today, but all that stuff can get trapped inside of you.
Yes.
And it can hurt. It can start eating away at your connection.
Yeah.
And it's not about your connection to the pastor or even to Spirit Life Church. But it's eating the core purpose that the enemy brings that is so that it can eat away at your connection to the body.
Yeah.
The whole body. And next thing you know, not only are you not serving, you're not going to church, any church. And then you're not going to church, and then you're not going to church. Now, you don't have time to really read the Bible because now you're toiling, trying to fill that time, trying to fill that void. You've put all kinds of things and plug them in where God used to be. Yeah. And so don't get yourself to a point. If you find yourself getting weighed down with people's garbage, I think it was Pastor Barb said it a lot, but I think it's from when Miss DeLola said her ears aren't garbage cans.
Yeah.
You know, don't put your garbage on me. And if somebody wants to come and talk bad about whether it's the pastors or
another church,
say hey
anybody.
And especially if it's somebody you know, and I gotta say I learned this from Mark. Well, why don't we go ahead and call them, and we can all sit together,
yeah,
and we'll hash this thing out.
Yeah.
And so, not to start a fight, but just so we can get it clear.
Yeah.
And you'll be surprised how quick the kibosh comes.
Yeah.
It's done. Oh, no. Oh, okay, cool. That was it. Go ahead.
It's very interesting how you said that, you know, because if you do allow people to to speak all that kind of nonsense to you, and then, because think about it. Well, it's like at work. If somebody's talking at work or something, and then you don't really think about it, but then one day you just having a bad day or something, and then they say something to you, and then all of a sudden some of those other things that this other person said about them, a thought pops in your head, and you're like, who are they talking to?
Mm-hmm.
See, so if we allow that to fill us up here, and if we're not filling ourselves up with the Word, mm-hmm. what do you think's going to take over?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Brother Clint was talking about, if I'm not feeding on the Word of God, but I'm allowing all this trash to come in, then these thoughts are going to start, I'm going to start taking them and meditating on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so now
yes.
I'm going to be able to be offended real quick.
Yes.
Real quick. Because now I got all these thoughts going through my head. Well, I wonder why they're preaching that. Well, why ain't they doing this? What do they mean? I don't even know. What is he talking about now? See? So we went from being fed from the Word of God to allowing all that trash to take over our mind of what somebody else has said. And now we're starting to create an opinion about it. Now we're allowing it to affect us spiritually as well.
Yes.
Especially if we're not in the Word on our own.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I looked it up in the NLT. Oh, let me say this real fast. I saw this deal posted the other day. I liked it, so I'll read it to you. It says, I don't have to go to church to be a Christian. Some people say that, right? And this guy says, and they are right. Salvation is through faith alone and Christ alone. You also don't have to go home to be married, but stay away long enough and your relationship will be affected.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And that is so true. Stay away long enough and your relationship will be affected.
Yes.
Amen. In the NLT, Ephesians 4:16, you got it already. It says, he makes the whole body what?
Fit together perfectly.
Perfectly. Perfectly. As each part does what?
Its own special work.
Each and every one of us have a part in the body.
Yes.
That's the thing. And we got to know that. Each
yes.
and every one of us has a part in the body.
Amen.
If I'm not being a part of the body, the whole body is affected. What if I start walking along, all of a sudden my leg says, I'm not working for you today? Will it affect my body?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What'll happen? I'll go in circles. I'll fall right on my face. Because there's a part of my body not doing what it needs to be doing.
Yes.
Does its own special work. It helps the other parts what?
Grow. Amen.
See, a lot of times we need to think about everybody else. How am I affecting the body right now?
Amen.
Go ahead, say it.
So that somebody, I forgot, there was a minister that I was listening to. I think it was Brother Hagin. He's in a message. He was saying something about, to that effect, the selfishness, right? And how our choices, whether it's in leadership or wherever, they affect everything.
Yeah.
Like other people, and can really hurt people. And we see it a lot. You know, I mean, the world will blame it on the church, like it's the church as a whole. But it's really individual decisions that cause church hurt, whether it's some kind of abuse of power or bad, not necessarily bad teaching, or just booking it on like letting people down, right? So it's just, you got to watch that.
You do. There was this, I was listening to this one minister, and he was talking about this pastor ended up committing adultery.
Mm-hmm.
And so the board came together and stuff, and they're talking about, we need to throw him out and do all this stuff to him, right? And this other minister said, well, why don't we try to help restore him instead of tear him down?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Just because he sinned. And I'm not condoning the sin. But
no.
Just because he sinned, why do we have to throw him away?
Yes.
Amen. I mean, because if we're that perfect.
Cast that first stone.
Because I know by no means am I that perfect. I know.
Amen.
I've messed up before.
Yes.
And thank God for people that don't just say, well, you're an idiot. Bye. You're stupid. I can't believe you did that. You should know better than that.
Yes.
Because that sounds exactly like Satan.
Yes.
Because that's what he's going to do. He's going to try to get you to feeling condemned. He's going to try to get you to feeling bad.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't need to be feeling like that, right?
No,
and,
sir.
And so they were able to restore that minister and help that church.
Amen.
Instead of destroying. Because how would that have affected that body at that church?
Amen.
It would have destroyed them. It had probably created a split and all this stuff.
Yes, sir.
But they were able to redirect it and help the man out.
Yes.
Amen. And I love that. I really do, because that's the love of God.
Yes.
Amen.
And that's really being a part of the body, looking at the body and going, look, I know you messed up. It's all right. It's all right. We're still part of this body together. Let's just get back up and keep going.
Yes, sir.
And if you can't do that, we need to back up and regroup.
Yes. Amen.
We really do. And it's like when somebody new shows up and they're outside smoking, or we see them drinking or something like that. Who cares? What was you doing before you got saved?
I plead the fifth.
Look, number one, I know I ended up in drug rehab.
Yes.
And so if I hear of anybody doing that to somebody, we're going to have to talk to you. Because that ain't right. Because I ended up in drug rehab, and thank God for people that didn't just throw me away going, well, look at them.
They're Amen.
They're off the wagon again.
Yes.
What kind of church body is that? And I wouldn't want to go to a church like that.
Amen.
To walk in and everybody like, look at him. I wonder what he did last night.
Yes.
Amen. It's still good, ain't it?
Amen.
It's 8:04. Y'all mind if we read one more? Go over to 1 Corinthians 12, please. You can pull it up in the NIV. It's fine, man. Please. 1 Corinthians 12, 12.
NIV.
Just as a body through one has what?
Many parts.
Many parts. Mm-hmm. I need y'all to realize that. There's many parts. There's not just... What if we is just one big eye?
It'd be weird.
Would we be able to hear anything?
No.
No. So we have to have our ears. Would we be able to do anything? No. We got to have our hands. Would we be able to go anywhere? No. We need our feet, our toes. As many parts, but all its many parts from one body, so it is with Christ. Next, please. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form what?
One body.
Whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given to the one Spirit to what?
Drink.
Drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of what?
Many.
Many. Many.
Amen.
Many. Just like at a job. Look at a job. What if one person just did everything? It'd be impossible.
Yes. Yes, sir.
So what do they need?
Many.
Many individuals to help get the job done, to make up that business.
Each person doing their own work.
Their own work. Their own. And not coming over here and saying, hey, I know I work over there, but I see in your work and you ain't doing it right. Because who made you the captain of the clean team or whatever? Or
Amen.
Of the sound team to tell them that they're doing it wrong?
Amen.
Now, if you got suggestions, there's another way to say that.
Yes.
Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of what?
Many.
Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body. I would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. And if the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? And if the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts. Who placed them?
God.
God, not you.
Amen.
Not me.
Amen.
God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He.
Yes.
What?
Amen.
Next, please. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body.
Amen.
The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. We'll stop there. Verse 18 in the Weymouth, it says, but as a matter of fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, as He has seen fit.
Amen.
Amen.
So with that, those scriptures, and then we read quickly Colossians 1. And it's talking about Jesus being the head, right? And we just heard that God put you where you're supposed to be. He gave you a calling. He gave you a grace. Jesus is the head. If he didn't say it, don't do it. Jesus' body is moving on to perfection, but because some of us think more than we ought, dive when we should dip, run when we should walk, the body comes off looking like it doesn't know what it's doing, like it's got ticks. This is evidenced by people going like this: I have such and such a ministry, and then they get in that ministry, and poof, they're gone. Or the God told me I should ask this girl out, and she either married or he's married or something along those lines. And really ain't about nothing wholesome or holy going on there. She just looks good in a Sunday dress, right? We gotta, if God didn't say to do it, if he didn't tell you to move, you don't move.
Yeah.
And make sure it's God telling you to move.
Yeah.
If it's time to go, it'll be time to go. He'll make it clear. You know, Heather and I had to practice that a couple years ago. We had an opportunity to leave, and we had to listen very carefully. And what it boiled down to is I could have gone and made a name for myself in a mess of a church. And we prayed, and I listened, and it's been the best couple years since then. We've grown immensely. We've had a blast doing it.
Yeah, we have.
So many things are going like clockwork. Yeah. But I didn't dip when I should have dove. I dipped. Yeah. And we need to make sure that we're doing that. Yeah. Staying connected to God, listening to his word, yes, getting fed, seeking wise counsel, making sure we're doing all these things that God would have us to do before we go driving off a cliff, right? Yes. So I just thought that those two went together really good. God is good if we'll stick with him and stay in the body where he's asked us to be and grow where he's asked us to grow. It's so much better on the other side.
It is. Amen. You want to pray and dismiss us?
Yes.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you so much for this opportunity to come before you, Lord God. I thank you that the word that went out today was from you, Lord God, and that it affects lives, that hearts are changed, and corrections made where correction is made, confirmation where confirmation.
Yeah.
We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, everybody said.
Amen. Amen. So